Monday, April 15th. We're halfway through April, or we will be today. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We are pleased. We're satisfied. We're giddy. Now, Gilly, giddy that you've decided to hang out and start your week here with us. And you've chosen a good day to do that because we have a busy show. Coming up after 6 o'clock, let's do a little KBM. We haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
Little KBM after 6 o'clock. You can call the show anytime you'd like. It might be easier for you and for us to text. The number is the same, 419-240-1055. After 7 o'clock, two titans in Floyd's life need to finally meet. We'll get to how that could possibly happen. A panel full of ladies after 7:30. Your astrologer, our friend, Janet Amid, will be here after 8 o'clock to be disheveled and accurate.
I love it.
With how your future looks, relationships, jobs, whatever it may be. Janet will take your calls after 8 o'clock. And then some friends will drop by Elizabeth and Ian for another ProMedica Impact and Inspire event, which isn't that far off. Isn't that far off. There are quarterly networking events to raise some money for some important causes to ProMedica. And we'll have them on again. Get the podcast of the show. Text Eric to our text number, ERIC, to 419-240-1055. If you can hang on until after 10 o'clock, you'll get today's entire show, minus the songs and commercials. You'll get today's episode, but that's after 10 o'clock. Around 8:50, first national keyword of the week to win our $1,000 payoff. And I think that's it. 547, good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
I got in here very early this morning.
I got in here very late today. I was on...
You're late is okay with
black
me.
Black people time, apparently, this morning. Oh, I can say black. I'm black. They know I'm black. Now they do. Yeah. Not when I'm out in the field.
Right.
Work field.
Play black mean it like on that the radio, way. But you're white. Huh?
Yeah. Opening day was the eye-opener for a lot of people. But no, I'm good. I'm wide awake.
I got in here ultra early because Game of Thrones last night completely threw me off.
How did you avoid? Because you watch it today, right? No. You watch it today, right?
I was contemplating with the way my sleep was going over the weekend, waking up at like 2 to watch it before coming in here. Because I couldn't stay. If I stayed up and watched it, I would be so wound up listening to stuff or watching stuff like a Talk the Thrones. I never would have gotten to bed before midnight.
On my social media, I will say this. There were, not like I was seeking it out, there were no spoilers, but there was a lot of discussions. And people were very respectful on the Facebooks and the Twitter. The people that I follow.
So I'm in here really early, and it was all Game of Thrones. I was looking for information to do, like, where I go for our entertainment stories, and most of it was Game of Thrones is back.
Game of Thrones recap.
HBO is down. Yeah. Here's what's happening next week. And it looks like the one thing that I couldn't avoid is something that was going to likely happen in last night's episode.
Okay.
And it did. It's not a surprise, but to anyone except for people on the show.
Right.
And I'll leave it at that. But if I missed any entertainment stories as I was looking for them with like one eye opened, let me know.
Well, thank goodness for Ariana Grande and her show-stopping performance at Coachella.
I have some of that.
Okay.
And yeah, we can save that for entertainment later on. And if you're not here for that in about an hour, please get the podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. On Saturday night when I went to bed, in the middle of the night, there was a loud thud. A loud, frightening thud.
Like one of your babies?
No, it was downstairs.
Okay, I was like...
And I woke up, and I'm like, here it is, boys. We are now about to be burglarized while we're home.
Oh, no.
I have a bat that I keep.
You East Coaster. Oh, yeah, you would.
I should not. I'm not allowed to have a gun. No one sell me
you
a gun.
Would. You're totally from Philadelphia. I just see like New York people, Boston people, like with a bat. Like I'm ready.
When I went to Temple University, which was an inner city university, I kept one of those like win at the ball game miniature bats. For protection.
One of the Louisville Sluggers.
The tiny ones. Yeah.
I had those growing up.
And I kept that with me. So it was for protection if I ever ran into it. And I'd be like, I don't know. That's not a weapon. I go, right. The Phillies. But the bat was in the closet downstairs. Oh, not the right place for
it. No. Your boys aren't great protectors.
They're vicious beagles. That's 40 pounds of vicious sniffing.
40 each?
No. Diddy's 30. Well, more than that. Diddy's about 30. Andre's about 20. It's 50 pounds of 50 being sniffed into submission.
Oh.
So I say, boys, let's go. Here we go. I didn't have anything, so they went down first. No barking. This is a good sign.
Okay.
I don't see anyone. There's no lights on. And then I flip on the kitchen light.
Oh, no.
And there it is.
What is what? 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 What is it?
The drapery rod fell down onto the floor.
Oh, see? But like when you're not expecting it, it probably sounded 10 times louder than what you thought it was. And then like since it was drapes, there was stuff hanging on it. So it was like it fell and then it was tussling.
Well, the whole thing fell down. The rod with the drapes on the floor.
And your living room was very echoey too.
Wasn't the living room. It was in the kitchen, okay. The dining area.
All right.
Which the worst part of it was having to see these horrific, nasty looking blinds that I endeavor to cover up with those drapes and shades. So yeah,
they're like, you can't hide from us, Mr. Chase.
No burglary.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yay.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Shows, and then brunch with my mom. Had a show Friday. Did a 90s party in Sandusky with Stefan, where he dressed up in his best 90s gear. It's the cutest thing ever. It was good. Although the other performers, I think they misunderstood the assignment because I take my theme parties very seriously. I'm that rare black person. Like, I was 90s. Down.
What was your outfit?
I do have a picture. I don't know if I have a picture of me in it, but my first outfit was literally neon suspenders, a Lisa Frank neon top, some high-waisted shorts, and like black boots and green hair. Like I was inspired by like if TLC and Lisa Frank had a baby, it would have been me.
Okay. Was this Saturday night?
Saturday night, okay, at Crowbar in Sandusky.
The Friday night outfit I liked, but I still don't know what that is.
Okay, so Friday night, Friday night was Hero versus Villains, .. aka, Comic-Con show, pretty much. Heroes and Villains, like, we had a Joker, we had a Ursula, we had a Poison Ivy, and I did Scorpion from Mortal Kombat and Goku. I have some video of
Goku is the one.
Goku, yes.
Where is this? Do you have Scorpion pictures anywhere?
I do. I have a Scorpion video.
Is it on your Instagram somewhere?
No, actually, the DJ just sent it to me last night, so I'm going to edit it and post it on my Facebook today. Or Instagram, because I post on Instagram first, then venture over. But they took the audio off.
That's okay.
It's fine. I mean, you just know that I look like Scorpion. It's really good.
That's what I want to see. I saw the Goku. What is Goku?
He's a Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan ninja type person. He has to save the world.
Were you satisfied with all your
outfits? I was satisfied with them. I don't think the audience understood what Goku was, but I was like, whatever. That's cool. Still made my money. I took it offensive. Like, it's, like the little nerd in me was I had those people. Like, I had like five people were like, yes. But then like, out of those five people, the 175 were just like,
I think I'm still a reasonable barometer. Like, when I asked you like what that was, and I've heard of Dragon Ball Z before.
It's an accurate question. But, like, I think people were just, like, because, like, for me, it was different, like, stage-wise, but it's sometimes you win them, sometimes you lose them. This wasn't a win or a lose. This was a...
And brunch yesterday with your mom. You mean drinking brunch.
Yeah. And yeah, she got there way before I did.
And?
She was a good time.
Did she drive home drunk again?
No. No. But no, she doesn't get drunk. Like, so for your level of drunk and my level of drunk with my mother is different. She was feeling good, wasn't drunk, she was fine. Because she also had to work too.
Today or yesterday?
Last night, okay. Yeah. So she did brunch. She's like, I'm cutting myself off, I gotta go. But she just had a good time. I've discovered my mom loves country music.
No. Yeah. All because of little what's
no,
face?
No. The video I posted on my Facebook, she is literally singing a Reba McEntire, Natalie Cole song, I know, dating herself. And I was like, what? So like, I got a snippet of it. She was just, did her little black woman church snaps. And then like, she's just in her own little world singing every word. I'm just like, I've never heard this song a day in my life. And I lived with you for 34 years.
Where'd
You've
she hear
never it? Played this song.
Where'd she hear it at?
McCune's. There was a performers were performing it.
Okay.
And then she was just like, oh, I like this song. I go, you're a liar. I've been with you every day of my life for the past 34 years. I've never heard this song played once in this house. You know what I have heard in this house more than once? Bump and Grind by R. Kelly. But I've never heard of this song once. She knew every word. I think my mom is a secret country lover. I think it's her hoarding passion. Like when we come over, she stops it real quick. She's just sitting normal.
Puts it back in the closet.
But I know.
How do you feel about this?
I don't know, because she loves that Country Road song.
Well, that's different. This is a thing right now.
Although I will say this, my mom did have two Randy Travis cassette tapes growing up, but I don't think she ever played them. But I know she did when we weren't around.
Well, now you've got to question all of that.
I do. We should do a segment on that, like stuff you found out about your parents, where you're like, oh,
yeah,
how dare you?
Yeah, we can do that. Hold on, let me write that down.
Like, not even anything like sexual or dirty, but like, I discovered my mom likes country yesterday. 35 years on this earth.
No, I get, like, the prism within which you see your parents can be demonstrably shattered when you find stuff like this out.
It's like when you were a teenager or a kid growing up and you found out your teacher's a real person. You see them outside of the school setting. You're like, what are you doing here?
Right.
And they're like, I'm shopping. I have a family. No, you don't.
Yeah, you just teach me. You've been put on this earth to give me homework and make me struggle to get B minuses. Right.
You're here to tell me about Benjamin Franklin and algebra.
Yeah.
How dare you eat in a public place with my family?
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when my dad had me staggered when he was in the hospital?
Yes.
And he threw the S word out and I was like stuck at the light.
That's how I am right now with my mom. I'm like, country music? She's like, yeah, I love it. I go, what do you mean you love it? Like, you stumbled upon one. Like, we all have like... we don't really fancy the country music.
Nope.
But there is, I'll give him like three songs in that genre where I'm like, I can get down to this. But no, she was like snapping. She's like, oh, I want more. And I was like, what do you mean more? You only get one.
Give me, let her find.
And it was the countryest of the country. Like, it was
But you said Natalie Cole was in it?
Yeah, she even had a country accent. I was offended.
Let her find a country song that only has white people, and then I'll be really concerned. At least Natalie Cole's black.
She had the Randy Travis cassette tapes. He's country.
Maybe somebody stashed them in her pocket to show off.
Oh no, she got it from like one of those Time Life collections. She willingly bought it. Well, maybe, or Columbia House. She paid a penny, and that was one of her free things.
Maybe she got it for somebody else, and she had gotten her eight like R. Kelly cassettes, and she got it for a friend.
See, I'm trying to help her, but I can't because we had like those old school cassette holders where you put them up. They were in alphabetical order, and Randy Travis was in there willingly.
Can't help you anymore, Donna.
Right, they were in there willingly.
5:58 with the morning reboot. KBM, Kill Bang Mary. After 7 o'clock this morning, Titans in Floyd's life need to meet. If you'd like to be on with us to do a panel full of ladies, we're going to do that around 7:30 this morning. If you're a mom, we especially need you. It'll be mom-centric today around 7:30. Good morning. It's the morning reboot, Monday, April 15th. Q105. All right, 6:13. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Happy Monday, 419-240-1055. That woman has no chill.
What'd she do?
Did you see her stuff over the weekend?
No, I don't know.
That's coming up in entertainment, but she's got something on April 26th.
Okay.
How dare you release something on April 26th? That's Avengers Day.
Oh, the world's going to crash. Like all the apps yesterday.
Did they all crash?
I read a few places that some of the streaming stuff crashed.
I saw that Hulu and HBO were struggling last night around 8:37.
I think those are the two that probably I saw.
Probably because of Game of Thrones. But yeah, she's releasing...
And the Vudu, whatever that is.
That, I think, is another streaming app.
Okay, yeah, that one.
She's doing something on April 26th, and she might change pictures on her Instagram every day to tease what that is. I get it. I guess you can watch a movie and live that movie life while listening to new Taylor music.
Yes, whatever.
Kill Bang Mary. We haven't done this for a minute, so please try. We'll go KBM, okay?
KBM.
You can play along if you'd like, 419-240-1055. Are you ready?
KBM.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Tiger Woods. LeBron James.
Uh-huh.
Steph Curry.
Ooh. I'd marry Steph Curry because he has a heart.
I was struggling to find a third athlete.
Mary. I'm trying to figure out what the letter stood for. I be LeBron and K. Tiger Woods.
Really?
I know, but I should really marry Tiger Woods because he has a lot of money. I think he has more money than those two. Maybe? Maybe they're all in the same plateau?
I think LeBron does.
Okay.
Because remember, like, half his stuff goes to, what, Ingrid? His Elon. Look, I'm as excited as anybody that he won again because I never thought that he would. But are we sure he's not still a dirtbag?
He cheated on his wife with, like...
Everyone?
Everyone, but, like, he was also a child prodigy. I mean, we got to get over it.
Next up.
We got to get over it.
The Full House Edition.
Okay.
Uncle Jesse.
Okay.
Aunt Becky. Danny Tanner.
Oh.
KBM.
I'd M Aunt Becky so I can get to college. I B Uncle Jesse. Bang Uncle Jesse. And kill the other one.
Kill Danny. Kill.
I forgot who you said. Yeah.
Bob Saget.
Yeah, he's not important in that show. He's just the dad. He's a moral compass, but no one wants a moral compass.
Nobody gave a dad talk 22 minutes after the hour like Danny Tanner did. Next up, this would be more apropos if it were this weekend or this coming weekend, but here we go.
Okay.
The intersection of two great holidays, your people, my people.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Kill, Bing, Mary. The Easter Bunny.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh.
Moses. It's Ooh, Passover.
Oh, horrible.
It's Passover. And Easter weekend.
Okay, I'd bang Moses.
Okay.
I kill Jesus because he's just going to rise in 3 days anyway.
Yep.
And
marry the Easter bunny.
Marry the Easter bunny. Hey, it worked for Belle. It's an animal. Okay. Maybe if I kiss it, it'll turn into a prince.
Next up, the Game of Thrones version. If you need me to give you the characters or describe them in another way, I will.
Okay.
The actors or actresses as well. Sophie Turner.
Ooh, that's a Dark Phoenix.
Kit Harington.
Yeah, SNL. I know who he is.
Amelia Clarke.
Which one is she? She's a short-haired one?
She's the only other girl that people know on the show.
She's the one, the sister-mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Okay, so I would do bang Kit Harington because he's kind of attractive. I'd marry Sophie Turner because I love her. And then kill
Amelia
the
Clark.
Sister mother.
Well, you'd have a lot of people coming after you for that.
It's okay. I'll just summon my dragon. Right? Was that accurate?
Close enough.
Did I put my hand up? Summon my dragon.
If you kill her, the dragons become yours. I have Sophie Turner news about her marriage and entertainment as well. It's the Jonas Brothers are like the rest of us. That's a tease.
They have issues.
Last one. The political edition of KBM.
Here we go.
Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, Joe Biden.
Ooh.
You have to marry the gay guy, right?
No.
Do you know who he is?
I'm going to marry Joe Biden because Uncle Joe was hot and I like him. I probably bang Pete because he's from South Bend, a small city. It's probably boring, so it wouldn't be good. And I would say it. I'm probably going to get some hate mail. I would kill Bernie Sanders. That feels so good.
That was a strange
the
noise.
The Bernie bros are going to come after me.
That was a
like,
strange.
Bro, what'd you say about Bernie? Like, I say what I said.
Some fun, but for a good cause happening at the zoo. And that bridge pretty much collapsed on its own. We'll get to that and more in news next on the Morning Reboot. Hang on.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
Yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
And Floyd's Papers. Hi, good morning. 6:31, Monday, April 15th. Toledo officials say they accept consulting engineers' preliminary finding that work by a contractor likely didn't cause a city-owned bridge to collapse a couple of weeks ago onto the railroad tracks over the trail. But Pete Bick, a professional engineer with the City Division of Streets, Bridges, and Harbor, said Thursday that the reason remains to be found for why half dozen beams on the Maumee Avenue Bridge, already partially dismantled, fell onto the Norfolk Southern tracks on April 3rd. City bridge inspectors, including Bick, had given the Maumee Avenue Bridge a poor rating over the last 10 years. A review of their reports showed while the bridge had been rebuilt in 1980, by the late 2000s, it suffered from extensive concrete sprawling, which is breaking and coming apart. And again, thankfully, no one hurt in that instance.
Okay.
You know which one it is?
I do.
Okay.
I had to read back. It's probably from all the train rubble. Like, you know, that's a lot to withstand.
But pretty sure that's the one over the trail.
Yeah, but nothing. No one got injured or anything.
No one got hurt. And initially, it was thought that a worker's mistake caused it. But as we got away from the immediacy of that moment, it was not deemed to be that. Just
double positive.
In case you didn't know, the city's kind of old. Stuff breaks.
Yeah.
And hopefully the city does its best to protect us from these things. Next up, the zoo will host its annual Party for the Planet recycling drive from 10 to 4 on April 27th in the main parking lot off the trail. Items to be collected included. Now listen closely for everybody that doesn't take advantage of your bulk pickup. 10 car tires per group, clothing, small appliances, electronics, toner, and ink and printer cartridges, cell phones, general materials like aluminum cans, cardboard, and newspaper. The TerraCycle items like food pouches, cereal, chip bags, and beauty and oral care packages will also be accepted. An off-site location at Woodsdale Park adjacent to the zoo will collect paint, which will cost $1 per can to recycle. Secure document shredding and recycling will also be available. This is on April 27th. Good news, if you live on the east side, some of your streets will get repaired. Toledo's Mill and Fill Repair Program for residential streets will start today on portions of five East Toledo streets. Clark Street between 3rd and Greenwood, and between Navarre and Buchco Street. On J Street between Miami and Oak. On 5th between Euclid and Star. On Garfield between Star and Greenwood. And Mason between Main and East. Got it?
Yeah.
How are you?
I was like trying to figure out you'd say these. I don't know the east side that well.
I figured if it matters to you, you'll know these streets.
Yeah. And east Broadway,
and
too.
And you already know them too well because you drive afraid or scared on them.
Really? Why does the east side get such a bad
rap? I mean, because of the potholes.
Oh, okay.
One thing that people don't talk about before they complain about potholes on our streets, that they're not really paying attention to the road. Mm-hmm. They're looking at their phone. That you know where we live. It's more important to pay attention to the road. You can't go, damn roads. Yeah, you can a little bit, but not if you were looking at your phone, not paying attention to the road.
A friend of mine posted this weekend. She put, gee darn pothole, butt cracked my rim. And I just commented, the pothole's been there since November. Like, it didn't just pop up.
Right.
Like, sorry, girl, if you're listening. But I'm like, that pothole has maintained a lifespan of like 4 months so and now.
Maybe.
So far.
Maybe that's her first time driving in that area.
No.
Okay.
I'm not even going to give her that satisfaction.
I can guarantee you, if you're looking at the road rather than your phone, you'll give yourself a better chance of dodging a pothole.
And to double that, if someone's in front of you, they do the preparation random turn. You're like, ooh, let me follow their pattern.
Yep. Mudhens opening day is so popular, there will be another one on June 8th.
Kind of
like a summer opening day. They'll be playing the Indianapolis Indians at 5 o'clock then, but lots more will be going on in the future. Mudhen Adult and Child Baseball Camp. I think a baseball camp speaks for itself. That's going to cost $80 for adult and one child. There's game tickets as well, and lots more going on in and around the Hensville area. So mark down June 8th. I'm guessing that's when mostly all of our schools are out for the year.
They are, and then that's the kickoff of a Pride event, too. I was like, why is that name that sound familiar? Okay, I won't be there, so you guys won't see me stumbling on those streets.
I think this one will be more family-friendly than a couple weeks ago. The Mudhens, 1-2, lost 2 against Norfolk this weekend. They'll be in Indianapolis tonight through Thursday, then home next weekend. The Walleye are up 2-0 on the Fort Wayne Comets. Game 3 is Wednesday night. Game 4 is Friday night. If the Walleye lose one or both of those games, the series reverts back to the Huntington Center. And the first one will be Game 5 on Saturday night. But they're up 2-0.
Nice. And our fish are fine.
You got that right. For the first time since 2005, Tiger Woods is a champion at the Masters. It's his 5th green jacket overall and his 15th major title, but his first since 2008 when he won, I believe, the U.S. Open on a wrecked knee, and then his personal life fell into shambles. I love this. I'm the one that got into golf a little bit when Tiger became a thing in the mid to late 90s. And obviously he brought people of all color into at least watching and following the sport. But I'm not giving him a free pass, and I'm not gonna fall for this twice. He has resurrected himself on the golf course. It looks like he's done the same in his personal life, but I don't know for sure.
But okay, so let me defend him. That was none of our business. I know he's a public figure, and there was a lot of people. But it was...
He ran into his mailbox.
Yeah, that too. But I'm talking about like all the women in his.
But that the mailbox on it was, I think it was Black Friday of 08 or 09. He hit the mailbox. We realized that there was some kind of drug problem, and then everything came to light.
Yeah, and then
ladies at Denny's who weren't his wife, how big it was, everything. You're right. It's his personal life.
But and it was consensual based on what we're knowing now with other famous people. Yeah, but like they were willing to get down, and so was he. But
he was a dirtbag of a husband and father.
Yeah, because he had two kids at the time. And then the third one was on the way or something.
She didn't want him to see them.
Yeah.
So I hope this is all well and good now.
So hopefully this gives him a little bit of like, okay, I'm Tiger Woods again, at least for a year, but whatever, golf, sports.
If anything, his game had been trending towards this.
Uh-huh.
He had like crippling back issues.
Yeah, I did read all that. Like
anybody who's had back issues, that's what he was dealing mm-hmm. with, and he could never get it fixed. So he'd been getting better and better.
Right.
Amid his return, and to win this is a big deal on the course.
And I'm not a sport person, but when I find out someone wins, like, the only sport I do watch is probably Wimbledon, but like when I don't watch it, I just watch like their winning face. He looks really happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy for him. It's even though you're nasty.
It's either that or a bunch. It's either that or foreigners, a bunch of rich white dudes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I love that his mom, she's a little frail Asian lady, just sitting there clapping. She's like enjoying herself. So you know what? Good for him. And I'm not going to downplay his success because guess what? I can't swing a golf club.
A return. We already mentioned Taylor's probably coming back. This article says the Queen is coming back. It's not Beyonce. It's somebody else. And a wonderful nostalgic moment with Ari last night at Coachella. We'll do all that before 7. 6:51. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric and Floyd were brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig, your first national keyword of the week to win the $1,000 payoff because maybe you owe taxes. Mm. That happens around 8:50 today in our 8 o'clock hour. Janet Amid will be with us to get you a free astrological reading. Janet, bring coffee, please. Starbucks, venti, black, 2 pumps of sugar-free vanilla. And whatever Floyd
gets. Are you trying to see me? Oh, I was like, no, mine is basic.
She's not up this early.
No.
What else? All right, so I've been up now for like 3 hours, and I've only known one Game of Thrones spoiler. Did I miss any stories in entertainment, or I get the big ones?
You know, I don't read them because I like to be surprised everyone else.
All right. Well, I'll make sure we.
But like, you know, I like to throw them a little tidbits if I think you forgot something.
Last night Ari was at. Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
Solange was not. And I can see why people are, maybe some people are a little irked by Ari and her very candid words on Twitter. Uh-huh. I love her.
Right.
Like, if you're like a person of stature, like a journalist or whoever, and you curse on Twitter and you do it with conviction rather than laziness, uh-huh. I love you even more. She's one of those people. But she made this happen last night during her show.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel
I can't handle it right
you.
Now.
And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. With or without you.
What?
On my knees, I can't take it anymore. It's tearing up my heart when I'm
she was
that little 90s dude. Oh my God!
She was kind of singing with him,
uh-huh.
but she was more enjoying it, embracing it, dancing along. Yes.
Oh, this was the year to go to Coachella for me. Then
she started up with "God Is Woman" before going into "Bad Idea." Then she did "Break Up with Your Girlfriend." I didn't know that samples "It Makes Me Ill."
I didn't know that either.
Next was Grande's hit "Break Up with Your Girlfriend," which samples NSYNC's hit "It Makes Me Ill" from No Strings Attached.
I like that song too.
And lo and behold, Lance, JC, Joey, and Chris, no Justin.
She could have been Justin.
Joined Ariana Grande on stage. I've been waiting all my mother blanking life to say this. NSYNC, before she and the group introduced the 1998, I'll call it, classic Tearing Up My Heart.
That's amazing. Because, you know, Weezer performed with TLC.
Did they?
They did the No Scrubs cover together. I was like, this would have been the year.
Justin was finishing up his Man in the Woods tour.
Which, he had been on that tour for like 5 years, I feel. Well, three.
It's been about a year.
It seems so much longer, though.
I think that album came out right before last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, because he did. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
His perfect wife hit Instagram.
For everyone around you, all of your fans, all of your friends and family, to work as hard and as with so much passion as you do, you are truly a sight to behold. I'm so happy that you're going to get some time off. I'm so happy for you and for us. And I'm just so sad not to be able to see you up there again for a while. You make my heart burst with joy and love when I see you doing your thing, baby. I'm your number one fan. I love you.
She could have sent that in the text message. She really could have. Girl, I don't even know that. You only said it because he's probably mad he didn't join the boys with Ariana Grande.
Good point.
You could have sent that a text message, girl.
So if you follow, Taylor Swift is doing something, probably music, giving us some music on April 26th. That looks like, according to her Instagram and other social channels, that's the tease towards April 26th. And it's probably music. There's a countdown going on. There's picture changing. So that's the one big thing. We've been expecting it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave some time for this Jonas story. But first, it also appears that Madonna will be coming back. And I wanted to run this by you. I've been down this road before, and I can't remember the last time she gave us a good song. I'll wait.
It's because you're not a fan. Some of them are good, but
I am a fan.
She hasn't given us good albums. There've been good singles.
Her first full-length LP since the 2015 album Rebel Heart, which debuted at, what was on that album? No hits.
There was a hit.
No, there wasn't.
There were some. There were.
No, there wasn't.
Don't do this. Give me your love. The other one. Living for Love. That was such a good anthem in my area where I live.
Must have been.
I'm not sure about the heterosexual community, but we love that song.
Must have been for the gays.
It must. Who's buying her albums? Gays. Me.
So these are teases on Instagram called Madam X, the stylized Instagram clip sees Madonna using a typewriter while wearing elaborate costumes as she takes on the various personas of Madam X, whom she describes as a secret agent traveling around the world, changing identity, fighting for freedom, and bringing light to dark places.
Ooh, it's a concept concert. That's Madonna's a concert artist, though. Like,
yes.
She's a concert artist.
Because she's not... I don't know the last hit. Was the last one, the last hit, 4 minutes with Justin and Timbaland?
No, she had Give Me All Your Love with Nicki Minaj and M.I.A. That song blew up. Like, don't you dare taint the name of Madonna Ciccone right now in front of me.
How about a hit for everybody?
Was a hit. People love that song.
No, they
did. Yes, they did. If you want to talk about her last massive worldwide appeal hit, we're going to go back to Confessions on the Dance Floor with Hung Up. Because that stuff was...
Yeah, that might be
banger.
It. That one.
I need another. I need her to do like a return to the dance floor. Like I tweeted her last night. I was like, Dear Madonna, do not disappoint me. I am ready. My body is ready. I will like it no matter what. But just know. I'm ready.
I liked 4 minutes, but
that's a good song.
It was, I mean, take Justin and Timbaland off it, and what do you have?
Madonna running around green screen, because that video was weird.
Last thing to get to. So the Jonas Brothers and their friends are a lot like us. There's only one thing. There's only one thing Joe needs at his wedding. I mean, we're getting married in France, so a lot of Coors Light is necessary. Not really hard. Not hard. Really to get that, but we needed to make sure this was going to happen. As it turns out, the brothers are trying to avoid the same mistake they made planning Nick's wedding last year to Priyanka Chopra. We learned a lesson from my wedding. Our friends drink a lot of beer specifically, and we ran out of beer at the wedding. At my wedding, which was a big issue, according to Kevin, once the beer was out, it was all downhill. It starts to get very dark, very fast, with hard alcohol instead, Kevin joked. It's just like, oh, we're doing this now. Okay.
Kevin's the one who married the commoner, right?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah. No official date for the wedding's been revealed. Last month, Joe told James Corden on The Late Show they're planning to have a summer wedding. Could you imagine running out of beer and then just having everybody to slam shots and then them needing Coors in France?
Oh, Coors. They drink Coors Light?
You're insulting Paris or wherever they're having that wedding at.
You're insulting your taste buds.
You're bringing crappy Americanism to France.
That's like me saying, I'm having a birthday party. I want to have nothing but Natty Light.
Right. Maybe Coors is considered, and it is, maybe Coors is considered a decadent import in France.
No. You just did the Eric face.
No.
So, what do you do? Like, as they're like setting up another barrel of Coors Light for you, Mr. Jonas.
Right.
Well, thank you, sir. Like, I don't know. I feel like you have all that money. You could figure out something else there.
When I
have beer overseas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why Coors Light?
I don't know.
Is that their go-to? You can cake by the ocean. You can leave America,
but America never leaves you.
Yeah, you're right.
When I moved home the first time, like in 06, mm-hmm. 06, 07, and I'd be out. This is like before the craft beer revolution. The options were still limited for beer. And I had started going out as an adult, which I'd never done mm-hmm. when I was younger. And people were ordering that decadent foreign import. Labatt Blue.
Oh, Labatt. The one with the Canadian bear.
And I'm like,
in the commercial.
Okay. You know, not really an import because I lived across from Windsor. But here, you in Philadelphia and South Jersey and Atlantic City, you get that imported.
Yeah, get my beer.
You drink that foreign beer.
Speaking of craft beer, Stefano this weekend, we had a creme brulee beer.
How was it?
It was good. And, you know, I don't like real dark, heavy beers. It wasn't that bad.
Was it like eating it?
No, it wasn't that thick. When he poured it, I was like, ooh, that's thick. I'm not going to like it. But it wasn't that bad, I promise. However, after one glass, I was like, woo.
You ate your beer?
I was like, I am there.
7:01 in the morning, reboot. Speaking of Floyd's personal life,
uh-oh.
Two titans of it need to meet. We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Fan.
Deserve this.
7:14. Good song to talk about this. 205, the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. A little after 7:30, we will need some moms for today's mom-centric panel full of ladies. After 8, Jan and Amid will be here to give you a free astrological reading around 8:50, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. It's been at least 4 months now that Floyd and his man, Stefan, have been together.
Yes.
It's been great times, joyous times, sexual times, intimate
times.
If you've listened to the show and you've gotten quite familiar with Floyd, you know he's funny, lovable, warm, also Deja. Sometimes you know he's black.
Sometimes.
You know that his mom is Miss Donna, and he cares about his mom.
I'm a mama's boy.
Very deeply.
I am such a mama's boy.
Miss Donna has yet to meet Stefan.
Right.
And it's been, we're getting to a point now where, like, let's go.
When is it accurate?
What's like,
that was my problem.
So who is more eager to meet the other? Your mom?
I think they're equally excited to meet each other. I think it's me as the middleman who's like, I don't know if we're ready for
this. What are your concerns?
He's going to take my mom and my mom's going to forget about me. No.
I'll remind you, you've taken a lot of my friends, so...
Totally fair, right?
You've brought it on yourself.
I know. Karma. She's waiting. She's just waiting for that day. No, I actually, this weekend, at my show, looked at Stefan and I was drunk. I said, you're going to meet my mom. And he was like, he didn't say anything. But then yesterday when we talked, he was like, I want to apologize for not responding to you about meeting your mom. And I go, oh, I was just kidding. You know, did the whole play it off. I was just kidding. But he's like, no, he's like, I'm ready.
What's the worst that could happen?
I don't know. I don't see anything negative happening. But like, I think it'd be good. It would become full circle for me. So it'd be like one of those situations where I'm just like, whoa, this is real. Even though I know it's real, right. But it's real.
Is that your concern? That having someone and being in this relationship is one big step. This is the next big step
like
for you?
Yeah, because like, this will be the step for me, and then I'm sure the step for him is to meet his family. And I know my mom's ready because she does her little sarcastic, like, oh, when am I going to meet, blah, blah, blah. She keeps calling him Stefan. I had to unleash his real name. And she goes, oh, so his real name isn't Stefan? I go, no, that's just his on-air name. She's like, so, that's nothing. I'm mad I had to hear about it on the radio.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how anxious are you for him to meet her?
Scale from 1...
You want to do 1 to 5?
No. I'm like a 9.5.
For him to meet her.
Yeah, for him to meet her. Because I feel like they would hit it off. And my mom's such a like caring, nurturing person that I think they have very similar personalities where like they're quick-witted and snarky. Like if you miss it, you're left in the dark.
Right. Now they're joking about you.
Right, exactly, exactly. So, like, if you miss the joke real quickly and they just move on to the next one, you're like, oh, I got it. And then they're 10 subjects
that's
away.
Like, that's like playful anxiety.
So I'm excited. I'm more excited than anything. I'm not anxious. There's nothing negative because, like, one of my other friends, her partner met her parents this weekend. And she was like, so-and-so met parents. I said, oh, my God, how'd it go? Because I'm about to take that next step. She was, it went really well. And then she knows Stefan. She's met him. And then she knows of my mom through me. And she's like, oh, you have nothing to worry about. So
when could this be coordinated?
We actually were talking about that yesterday. And? So my schedule and my mom's schedule are the same. His is different. So we're just trying to work around him. And I'm trying to figure out, like, a public setting to do it. I don't want to come to my apartment because my mom will probably have trouble walking up the stairs. And I'm sure my mom doesn't want to do it at her place. So I'm trying to figure out a public place. That's probably the next step.
How about you guys all go to the museum on Saturday? You're welcome.
There's stairs.
So?
My mom has a walker. Oh. Yeah. Get up there, Dada!
get her stairs-er.
I was like, you need to hover around. Like, there's sometimes I'm like, you need to hover around. And she's like, boy, I'm going to Grand Canyon. But inside joke from my age.
Another quick question here as we get close to wrapping this up. Has he talked about you meeting his parents?
Yes, his family. And he has a big family. I don't have a big family.
Because he's from out there.
He's from out there. He has a big family. I believe he has I'm sorry if you're listening. Two or three other brothers, mom, dad. They're all married. He has nieces and nephews. But for me, it's just me, myself, my mom, my nephew, my sister. And I have my aunts and my cousins, but like the only people I genuinely talk to are my mom. And
have you strategized meeting his family or him introducing you to his family?
No, we've talked about it, but to the extent that we've talked about meeting my mom and sister.
So your stuff is, sounds like your mom meeting him is more imperative than you meeting his family.
At the moment, because that's what I'm focused on.
Got it. Okay.
On how to orchestrate it and do it. But like when that's over, I'm sure the tables will be switched and it'll be like, hey, you met my important people. But he's also friend driven. So like I've met like close friends him that he considers family. Like I've met like his three best friends who are like there for him nonstop, and like he would consider his immediate family, even though he does have intermediate family. But like I've met his three besties,
the relatives that aren't blood.
Yeah. So and
Elliot, Eli, and Enrique.
Well, one's a girl, so we'll call her
Eli.
Jennifer.
Okay.
Eli, I see what you did there. Stop it. Oh. I'm excited. I've never done this before. Like when I've had people met my mom, it was just she was at a show. I'm like, oh, this is my mom. And they're like, oh, okay, but like I actually want this to be like
it's a big step.
This is my mom. I want you to actually meet her. Like if I ever pee you off, you can be like, what is wrong with your son?
Yeah.
Like, baby, that's just how he is. So
it's possible in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I guess.
And that's what we're thinking about, because we can't do it this weekend because it's Easter.
Right.
He's doing family stuff, and then my mom and sister are working, so I'll just be here. And I have a show anyway, so.
It's important to meet the family.
So I think in the next 2 weeks, it's going to manifest. I have planted the seed. I will see the harvest.
Could be a break the internet moment.
Could it be?
It could be like Tiger winning the Masters kind of moment. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to work on my fist pump and exit. Yeah!
Yes, please. 7:21 with the morning reboot. We'd like you to be on our panel full of ladies. I'll tell you when to call. We're specifically looking for moms today. Hang on. You just made me yes, why don't you? We have room for another caller to be on the panel full of ladies. We'll get started here in just a minute. 419-240-1055. Jennifer and Shannon, hang on. I was trying to brainstorm up some, see if I want to modify any of the questions. And then I was thinking, I saw Tiger Woods and how celebratory he was yesterday with his son winning the Masters. And then I was thinking, what's the craziest car accident you've ever been? Or what have you ever hit before? And then I looked at you and I was like, the windshield.
Ow. Oh. Oh. I wasn't ready.
And I won't tell you that I, not a half a dozen times that I think about Lloyd Flanerson over the weekend. All right, let's get some of our ladies up here. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are 36, married. You have kids, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Where are you from?
I am from Perrysburg.
Ah, rich old Perrysburg. Also on the line with us is Shannon. Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Floyd happens to think you're old at 36.
No. Don't you dare.
I feel like I'm old at 36.
Don't. No, I will be 36 in 5 weeks. There's no way you're old. Stop that.
The age is only a feeling. You're only actually ever old when you're under dirt.
Not necessarily. That's sometimes right. You die young.
Well, if you're under dirt, you're dead. They put you in the ground.
You're so dark.
Shannon, you're a mom, right?
I am.
Awesome. Thanks for being on this. And Carrie Ann. Hi, Carrie Ann.
Hi, good morning.
Always on a Monday. You're, what are you, 27?
26.
26. And you do have a kid, right?
Yes.
Is it one or two?
Just one.
Okay. First up, Jennifer, your question is, what is your absolute best trait as a mom?
I think it's just understanding what my kid needs and how to get it to her without having to, like, argue a lot.
So you're manipulative and tricky.
I mean, they need to be guided sometimes. And
I like that. Shannon, what about you? What's your best trait as a mom?
I think it is the understanding of kind of what he's going through these days. He's going to be 13 on Thursday. So, you know, he's going through those big boy changes.
Right.
And just making him comfortable, yeah.
Right. And a long time ago, you were 13 as well. Just different parts. Different parts.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann, what about you? What's your number one trait as a mom?
I would like to say patience and positivity.
Do you keep it with him? Or, wait, do you have a him or a her?
Him.
And you're pretty good with keeping it with him?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the last thing of his that tested your patience?
Touching stuff that he shouldn't be touching, like while we're in stores.
Yeah, don't do that. You touch it, you bought it, and you ain't got no money, kid. Jennifer, who's your best friend?
My mom is my best friend.
What was your last fight or disagreement over with her?
That had to have been like when I was a teenager, pretty long time ago, probably about curfew or something.
Okay, but for the most part, you're always on the same page, or mostly?
Yeah, we're simpatico.
Okay. That's a good track record.
Shannon, who's your best friend?
Her name is Amanda.
What's the last disagreement or fight you and Amanda had?
Over her ex-boyfriend.
Ooh, give us details.
He was a loser.
Yeah. Oh, it was one of these. Like, you hate him. She doesn't realize it. They broke up.
But
and
she did.
Good. How long?
Eventually.
How long were you smacking your head against the wall with her trying to get her to open up the eyes that, like, this is not the guy?
Almost 3 years.
Oh, that's a long, that's good an for investment. You.
That's a good friendship.
Well, we've been friends for, like, 32 years, so.
Okay.
3 years, small fraction of that. Carrie Ann, who's your best friend?
Her name's Courtney.
What's the last disagreement or fight you and Courtney had?
I hope she's not listening, because I'm about to put her on blast.
That's fine. Blow her away.
She slept with my brother.
Why did she do that?
You know, I don't really know, to be honest with you.
I wasn't ready. You made me put my phone down.
That's. Are you guys still in a disagreement? Are you still not talking? Where does this fight currently lay?
No, I mean, we're friends. You know what I mean? We love each other enough to get over that stuff. I've definitely laid down some boundaries. So.
Gotcha. And she can't go anywhere near him within 100 yards, right?
Just not without me in the room.
What a floozy. All right, next question. Jennifer, what's the scariest creature you could possibly encounter?
I don't know, like an alligator or something.
Okay. It could be, I mean, even like a mythical creature. It could be made up. Shannon, what's the scariest creature you could possibly encounter? Like, burn down the house kind.
A spider.
Mm. You know what? Let me retract that. I'm going to go with a mouse.
How come a mouse? They're cute.
Yeah, can't do it. No, I can't do it.
They're little fuzzy. They're a little squeak, 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 squeak.
I'm with her.
We got a mouse, alligators, we got spiders. Carrion, what about you? Scariest creature you could encounter?
You know, I actually had nightmares about coming in contact with a huge-ass squid and being suffocated.
How are those things? I know the word for them.
I know what you're talking about.
I know the scientific word.
They're like really deep, deep in the depths.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
You're trying to figure out the name for it. Like Eric's like
there was
with those Rolodex.
There was this like the guy that wrote Jaws wrote another book, and it was a TV movie, and I forget what it was called. All right, since we're all like roughly the same age here, I'm going to assume that we all hated reading books in English in middle and high school. But Jennifer, give me a book you enjoyed reading as a teen.
Ooh. I really liked those Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul books.
Oh, yeah, those are popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shannon, what about you? A book you enjoyed reading as a teenager?
Well, if I had to read, I am going to agree with Jennifer. That's what I read.
Okay. Carrion, what about you?
I don't know if you guys remember, but The Sisterhood of Traveling Pants is a really good one for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jennifer, Shannon, and Carrion, thank you ladies for being on the panel full of ladies. Everybody have a good week this week.
Yeah, they were fun.
Can I give you my book that I liked?
Yeah.
I hated all the Shakespeare stuff because I never figured it out.
Uh-huh.
I think this was Shakespeare. If not, it was another author that I can't... But... Oh, Jesus. The Canterbury Tales. Well, that wasn't Shakespeare.
I don't know what that is.
Canterbury Tales. And my English teacher, Mr. Yaghoubian, who we called Mr. Y, I don't know if he could teach the way he did then, now, because of all the sexuality in that and in some of the Shakespeare stuff. But he talked about the sexuality, these things, and how dirty these people were. Uh-huh. These authors, and I like that.
See, for me, I didn't really read books in class, in school. I just coasted through. However, I did read one.
Which one?
From beginning to end, I loved it. I loved Ender's Game.
Okay.
I loved it. I've not seen the movie yet, but that was for some reason when they were like, we're going to read this book. And I was like, ugh, another one. Because we had to do like The Catcher in the Rye, The Mice and Men. I was like, Scarlet
Letter, Animal Farm.
Yeah, I was like, this is so stupid. But like for some reason, I was like, let me open this book. And like first page, I was like, oh? And the only book I read in high school, I faked my way through that.
What are they called
literature
now?
Literature class.
I read Cliff Notes. Notes. What are they called now? There's another name for them.
They were Cliff Notes. We're the same age.
There's another one.
I don't know.
To this day, I know my big personal blind spot is patience. Mm-hmm. My literary and entertainment blind spot, themes and symbolism.
Mm.
What is this supposed to be telling us? I have no idea. I'm taking it at face value.
Yeah.
Entertainment news is on the way. We'll dig more into this Madonna's coming back thing, and Taylor is coming back, probably with good music. And which big-time celebrities were the first to congratulate Tiger Woods? That before 8. All right, it's 7:57. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105 around 8:50 today. Your first national keyword of the morning of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. I'm not going to belabor this, but the last album of Madonna stuff, and she's coming out with, what is it, Madam X?
Madam X.
I was looking back at like chart position of singles, and the last album is Garbage. Rebel Heart and MDNA. Sorry.
Oh, I do like MDNA.
Sorry.
That concert was amazing.
So I was right. 4 Minutes was like the last big hit on Hard Candy, I guess.
Yes.
And then Confessions on a Dance Floor, which is now 14 years old, had Hung Up and Sorry.
I'm sorry. I love that song.
Like I said, she's one more bad album away from being able for us to grab her at Promenade Park.
That's perfect. I'll spend $100 just so I can have $110. What's $100?
She's 60, I think.
Yeah.
So she's
my mom and her are the same age.
She's one bad album, which is very likely, and another 10 years of age from being at Promenade Park.
It's fine.
Okay.
I got $10.
I don't know when this Madonna thing's coming out. The Taylor Swift music will probably be out April 26th. She will interrupt all the Avengers euphoria, at least for me.
I don't think so.
Yes, she will.
No.
She had a countdown clock beginning on Friday and then has been putting new pictures on her, I think, her Instagram. What exactly each new image is hinting at. What each new image is hinting at remains a mystery. Could be they be part of the TS7 album art, clues to the track list, a look from a new music video for another single. We will find out when the clock strikes midnight Eastern on April 26th. We have mentioned this once before. What's up with Gail at CBS this morning? Is she getting a new contract and more money? In early April, an industry source lamented to Page Six, I don't know why they just don't throw $18 million at her and get it done, but according to a high-level source right now, it's not like CBS News can all of a sudden find ABC or NBC money. It has to come from somewhere, so they don't have the money to pay for her. There are reports that Gail was hoping to nearly triple her current salary of $5.5 million a year.
I mean, do it, because she's going to leave. Her best friend is Oprah. She can go to any... Like, if she left, Today Show would try to swoop her up in a heartbeat.
Who's on the Today Show?
Exactly.
Okay. All I know is that when we have that show on in the background here, other than the really, really pretty woman that's
who's leaving,
like, she's the only one that seems to have, like, the je ne sais quoi that show.
Big words in French.
This makes me love Ariana even more. It's tearing up my heart. She brought 4/5 of NSYNC out last night at Coachella.
She brought Sync out.
Arguably, the best boy band song ever.
JC's voice just does something to my body. I know the choreography. Ready for it? It's tearing up my heart when I'm with
you. When we are apart, I feel it too. Stop that! I had no idea the breakup with your girlfriend was a sample of It Makes Me Ill, which we still have to look up.
Yeah.
Lance, JC, Joey, and Chris were all out there. Justin was not because he was watching his wife send sweet Instagram words to him as he wrapped up his Man of the Woods tour. And lastly, lots of people were excited that Tiger finally won another major championship. His fifth Masters, his fifth major championship. What?
I just thought about Black Twitter because it was like black. Literally, this is a gift. It was like black people when Tiger Woods didn't win golf. Black people when Tiger Woods didn't win golf. It's like Snoop Dogg cheering, Shaquille O'Neal cheering, like all these famous black athletes cheering. I'm like, that's so true because like my mom texts me, she's like, did you hear about Tiger Woods? I go, did he die? Because like that's the first thing that popped in my head. I go, she goes, no, he won the Masters. I go, oh, that's still a thing? And I just go, good for him. And then rolled right back over and went back to sleep.
I'll speak for white people. He started off really well on Thursday, but we've seen this amid his comeback before. And then he was near the leaders on Friday. And then Saturday, it was like, holy crap. And then I didn't watch the end. It started earlier than normal, I think because of weather yesterday. And around 2 o'clock, I'm like, unless he bombs, he's going to win.
Right.
Jada Pinkett Smith, the greatest comeback in the history of sports. Congrats, Barack Obama. Congratulations, Tiger, to come back and win the Masters after all the highs and lows is a testament to excellence, grit, determination. Hugh Jackman, what a comeback. Congrats, GC Tiger Tracker, on winning the Masters. Serena Williams, I'm literally in tears watching Tiger Woods. This is greatness like no other. Knowing all you've been through physically to come back and do what you just did today. Wow, congrats a million times. I'm so inspired. Thank you, buddy.
Is he a Hall of Famer? Is there like a golf Hall of Fame?
He's probably the best golfer in the history of the game. And it's been 11 years since he won a major tournament, which he did on like a wrecked knee in 2008. Yeah. Usually I'm not the one to bring this up. Like, he had some real personal shortcomings that included his family, his wife, and other women. Like, he was...
That takes a toll on a person.
Wait a sec. It seems like everybody's just glossing over that. But I guess...
That's their business. I mean, if she's fine with it, they moved on. Like you said, it's been 11 years. I totally forgot he was even married. I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, oh, he did have. He wasn't married with. He did have a harem of women.
Yes,
that
he
were
did.
Consensually waiting for him in hotel rooms at night at Denny's, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
he would meet them at the most awkward places for a famous person.
That can't
like,
be tired.
He didn't wine and dine them at like the Pierce Resort in Las Vegas. He was like, meet me at the Waffle House on Glendale. There's not one, but there could be. Like, you know what I mean? Like randomly, like that's what.
That can't be Tiger Woods coming to a Denny's. Tiger, right. Tiger Woods would never come. So you
right.
You swerving everybody else.
It's like, hey babe, meet me at Applebee's. They got half off appetizers after 9, and then we'll go to the Knights Inn.
And then he backed out of the driveway into the mailbox, and it all came out. 8:03, we're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag Sun Pig. Janet Amid is on her way. Free astrological readings coming up. Q105. 8:15, good morning. First national keyword of the day for the $1,000 payoff coming up at about 8:50 or so. We are happy you're here with us, Eric and Floyd, and the one and only, the sorceress of the light arts. Sorceress. The bringer of magic.
Sorceress.
She is Janet Amid. I am sitting with the only two people who have not watched Game of Thrones last night. Shh.
I do not get into that show whatsoever. Shh. Oh, whatever. Oy vey.
Quiet. For a heads up, if you are a big fan of Janet's, if you're her Jon Snow and she's your Daenerys Targaryen, heads up, she's moved down Monroe Street to what address?
5600 Monroe Street, Building B, but it's across from Promenade Shops next to Toledo Coin. So I have all those people that are picking up coins coming into the... I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm really tired. I haven't had any sleep.
You're goofy, giddy Janet today.
I haven't had sleep.
It could you be acting like this because we are on the cusp of a full moon?
Yes. Yeah, I think that... Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm. That's my excuse. Okay. You got it. We have a full moon coming up on the 19th in Libra. Anytime a full moon takes place, it's opposite of the sun. So therefore, we feel a sense of agitation and a lot of... It's almost like this inertia, the sense of feeling like we're...
Anxiety.
Anxiety. Some people are very reactive, but because it's in Libra, it relates more so to relationships. So we may be feeling a little touchy. So it's important to be very careful of not only what you say, but how you say it, because sometimes, even though it's not a Mercury thing, which rules communication, it's more like an emotional thing. So you just have to be careful with your reaction to little petty annoyances and things like that. But otherwise, it's not a bad thing. Full moon can be good because you get a lot of things done.
Last Monday, I was one eyelash from a complete and total anxiety meltdown.
No kidding, honey.
You want to roll?
How are things going now? Or are we even talking about it later?
We'll talk about it later. Who's up? I'm sorry, Floyd. I know you're on the phone. Who's on one?
Demetrius.
Nicodemus?
No, Demetrius.
Oh, hi, Demetrius.
Hello.
Hello. What can Janet answer for you today, our friend?
I just have some questions about my career. You know, I'm in a job right now, and it's totally very far off from what my degree is and stuff and what I normally like to do.
Aww.
But I get paid really, really, really well. So I'm taking little bits and pieces of my soul and trade them off for monetary compensation, I guess.
Well, but, the meaning you place on it is your own. If you look at the meaning, you're saying that as far as trading it off, but I'm looking at it as you're smart enough that you want to survive, and I think that's really a good thing. You're doing what you can till you end up doing what you want to do, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Can I offer Demetrius some advice? Demetrius, don't give any more than they give you as far as like your spirit and your soul, and stack that money up to the point where you can give yourself like a couple of months where you say, screw this place, I'm walking away. You've got a little nest egg to sit on, and then you can find something else. You might not make as much, but maybe you'll be happier.
Well, also, you haven't gone through your Saturn return yet.
Oh, not the Saturn return.
Yes, Saturn return, honey. We have the Saturn
She's
return.
Coming.
Hey, there you go. It's in December 2020 through 2023. That's when you really get to where you want to be career, job, work-wise. So right now, you're just kind of easing towards that. So like, you know, my friend Eric said, you just kind of have to save your money, put it aside. I see you very creative. I see you as sort of a creative guy. You have a lot of, you also have, you're a double Cancer. So you're a sun sign, your relationship signs in Cancer. You are very psychological, philosophical. You're good at teaching. You're good at directing. impacting others, you have sort of like this mentorship thing where people are drawn to you quite a bit. And you're going through a little bit of not only just the stress with work, but you're also going through this whole thing of letting go of people, you know, cleaning house, and you're feeling less tolerant in many ways because you've not been like that. I can tell you're a gentle soul. So I do see you kind of getting rid of a lot of things so you can prepare yourself for the next year. As you pull into next year, which is the end of this year into next year of 2020, that's when things are going to start rolling. But the end of 2020 into 2023 is when you implement. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks,
Demetrius. Good luck, sweetie pie.
Next up on two, we have
Erica.
Hi, Erica. What's your question for Janet Amid?
Career choices. I've recently changed jobs about 7 months ago, and occasionally I have insecurities in the role and making sure that this was the right change for me, and I guess I just am calling regarding that.
Well, change is hard for anyone. I just moved my office and I'm having a breakdown, but that's another story, another time. So I would probably say when we have changes, it can be hard. Plus, you're a very strong Capricorn with some Virgo in your chart. And so there's a part of you that says, I have to have everything in order. You get, you know, you kind of like have to acclimate. You know what I'm saying? And you overthink sometimes more than you realize that you do. Now, you know, I just mentioned to the caller before you about the Saturn return thing to Demetrius. I said, 2020, whatever. Yours is going on now, and it's your second one. So the first time you went through this transition in your life would have been 88 through 91. And so December 2017 through 2020, you're going through it again for the second time. So you're going through at 27 to 30, and then at 57 to 60, here we are. See what I'm saying? So this is another life change, life transition for you. I'm not saying this is the right or wrong decision. I'm not sure what you're doing exactly, but I will say this much. What I get a feeling of is that you probably are going to be in this and then possibly towards the end of the year, like into the beginning of next year, like February, March 2020, you may have another change coming up. There's a possibility. So you have to watch for your anxiety level. I see a little stomach issue, by the way. I just want to mention that to you. But so I do. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Okay,
yeah.
Can I throw a little?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, I'll do it anyway. It's my freaking show.
No. You can shut me off any second again. You can too. I better shut the heck up.
Boy, you are just weird today.
I had coffee and I was moving all weekend.
I'm going to stab you in the eye with dragon glass.
Oh, gosh. Go ahead.
Erin? Erica?
No, it's Erica.
Yeah. Erica.
Get it right, dude.
There's like an... I'm sorry. It's like some old psychological workplace thing. What is it? Norming, storming, reforming. Like honeymoon... And then the chaos, and then what's real actually settles in and whether you'll like it or not. Sounds like you passed the honeymoon and you're in the chaos now, right?
Yeah.
I don't think she ever had the honeymoon. I think she just went into this thinking it's going to be okay. I'm going to acclimate myself. But I don't think, I think you may have thought that this was going to be a little different than what it was, or they may have made promises that weren't there.
Bait and
that
switch?
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Did you want the Corvette and they sold you a Pinto? Oh, damn.
But I... You know, but I am I your favorite pinata today? So anyway, so what I would say, go ahead and hit me and I'll fall apart. But anyway, so I do feel it's going to, aren't I funny?
I'm sorry.
No.
Well, Demetrius isn't here, so I'm going to be funny.
Okay, fine.
Okay, I'm going to be the comedic one. So I would say, honestly, don't worry about it because really in reality, this is very temporary for you. But it isn't as bad as last year was. This year's going to be a lot easier. Just get through the next, I would say, month or so. Mid-May, you're going to feel a whole lot different.
Great. Thank you.
Good
Thanks
luck.
For the call. We appreciate it. It's 820.
Very serious.
Three. When it comes to work, where you spend, like, a lot of people spend more than a third of their day
But that's a Capricorn. They're very serious, and they just want to get to the nitty-gritty. Don't get into all this fluff. That's their reality. Yeah.
Introspective.
Very introspective, very structured signs. That's why they're the teachers and the politicians of the Zodiac.
823. We will make a call for more calls. Or Floyd, you want to grab those? See if they'd be willing to hold on. More with Janet and Mid is on the way next. Clouds now, sun later, 55 for high. Showers and clouds, 64 tomorrow. Scattered storms possible Wednesday, 53. South Toledo, if anybody can get to it, has 37.
Morning. Great to listen to in the morning.
Not functioning this early?
That's okay. We are.
It's Eric Chase and the Morning Reboot on Q105.
She's got her dragon glass, and she's ready to slay the White Walkers of questions you have in your life.
Ooh, I summon my dragon!
Love that.
There we go. And you should watch Game of Thrones. You, Floyd, who's up first?
We have Joe on line two.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for holding on for us. Good to have you back. What's your question for Janet Amid?
My question is about my relationship.
Okay, fire away.
How long have you been together, Joe?
14.
14 years?
Yep.
Well, it doesn't seem like a real easy relationship. What I find to be kind of confusing is it seems like her delivery is not the best, and there's some trust issues here. So I feel like when it comes to the communication part, like if you want to talk about heavy subjects, it is not happening. Her temperament's nice. I do see that. She does have a good temperament, yeah. But there's sort of, and she's nice. She's a good person, no question about that. But you both have a lot of issues with, you know, delivery with each other. There seems to be some conflict. And does she have trust issues with you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I see. And I feel...
Now I am having trust issues with her.
Well, it takes two to tangle. And so yeah. I feel like, you know, the thing is when this relationship... Well, let me put it this way. You don't feel like a cheater, and she does not either. I think your circumstances together have created this major chaos. You guys had this raging love in the beginning of the relationship, a lot of attraction, but there's a lot of emotional things going on that caused you both to act out of character. Now, I honestly, when you were younger, you probably were kind of a hellion, but I don't, and your friends were a big influence and all that, and you ever think you do enough with work and job, and you're, you know, one of those kind of guys. You overthink, overanalyze, but you also are basically a pretty good person, but I think that this communication is the biggest part of what you need to work with. That's what I'm seeing. So I think that what you have to do is, counseling is a good thing. You guys have these tangled boundaries, and you need to work on your boundaries together. But my whole thought about this, astrologically speaking, I think she's a really good person, but you wouldn't have done this if something wasn't missing, an ingredient wasn't missing, nor would she. So I think if you can get back to the basics with each other, I think this is workable. And last year into this year, everything sucked. It was difficult. In the end of October through the end of November, all hell broke loose. So I'm just saying, you know, this is not something that just happened overnight. And I'm just saying you can work with this. And I really feel that, come to my office. I would love to talk with you further. If it's not just you or with your partner as well, I'd love to talk to both of you. But if you want to come by yourself, just feel free. And we'll announce the number at the end, okay? It's workable, honey. It's workable. Good luck.
All right.
Thanks, Joe. Opportunity is what? People don't pay attention to it because it's dressed up like work? Something like that.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
And my quotes and cliches are off today. Who's on one?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. What's your question for the wonderful Janet Amin?
I love her chart.
Hello, Janet.
I really like your chart. Hi, honey. Oh. How are you? And thank you for calling.
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Well, we're tolerating each other, but other than that, we're good.
I'm excellent.
Floyd is the one. He's the good child.
She's the Lannister to my Stark.
Eric and I are the bad children. We're the naughty ones.
What's your question, Sarah?
Relationships.
You're not in one right now?
No.
Okay. Well, let me just put it this way. You had gone through a very difficult time. I'm sorry to go far back into the past, but you know me. I have to look into the past to understand the present. So going back to 2007 through 09, going back to December 24th through 25th, 17, sucked. Difficult. Hard. Not easy. So am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're now in a really, really decent cycle. You self-sacrifice. You're never the one that walks away. They walk away from you. But you know what your problem is? I'm going to be very honest with you. You fix these guys, and then they're off doing their own thing. You become the emotional and financial support of these guys. And what happens is you're a caretaker, whether you realize it or not. I don't know if you meet them through friendship or what, but somehow you get involved in a relationship. And it could be, I'm not saying all your men, I'm just saying probably the last one or last two. And you have a tendency to be this person who wants to take charge, but you're very kind and self-sacrificing to the point that they take advantage. And once you fix them and repair these broken-winged men, they all of a sudden decide, you know, they're strong and they can do it on their own. And then they find someone else who, I would say, you know, because they feel more superior at that point. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And I think you have to get past that. You have to learn, kind of leave yourself open to people having that even exchange of energy. You know, work at being your own person because you're very independent, very. Yeah. And you're self-sufficient. Your money, your time is your own. But you're not a typical girl. What I mean by that is you have a lot of... I want to say, and don't take this wrong, you're feminine, but you have a lot of masculine tendencies too. That strong, perseverance-oriented sort of thing. Not that women don't have that, but in a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I really see you drawing in a new partner, and next year is amazing, but this year is good too to meet somebody. The spring, summer 2019 is going to be great for you. But leave yourself open to it. You know, just letting somebody do for you for a change. I think that would be amazing. And also, you need to work on letting go of the past. Clean out your memories of the past that have kind of bogged you down and held you hostage.
Okay, wonderful.
Good
Thank
luck,
so
sweetie.
Much.
Thanks,
Thank
Sarah.
You.
Good luck. Last one for now. Who's on
this
three?
Is KC.
I
Casey.
Am dancing a jig.
Oh, it's a girl.
What do you think she is?
I thought it was a boy, like KC. Hi, hi, KC.
Whatever.
What is...
Hi, Janet.
Hi, honey. See, she's saying hi to me. Sorry.
I'm not even here.
I'm sorry. I love her. I met her at our wine shop a few weeks ago.
Oh, hi. Were you at the wine shop? Were you the one in Perrysburg?
In Arlington.
Oh, okay. And oh, that one in Arlington. I had so much fun. I loved it. You guys were amazing. What's your question today?
I am wondering if we're kind of on the fence about having more children. I didn't know if you had any input on it.
What is his birthday? Because you have to look at two.
7/1987.
Can I suggest you look at your bank account first before calling Janet?
No.
I'm sitting outside the tax place right now, actually.
If we get a big refund, then we can have another kid.
Right. Exactly.
I would be. Well, you do have. You have two or three right now?
Two.
Okay. I because it shows three.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, I know we talked about it then at the wine place. We talked about it, and I know you're kind of in this quandary, but may I make a strong suggestion? You're going through your second Saturn return. You know, you hear me talk about that. And I honestly, and your husband's a little finicky about money and finances and all that, but I honestly think if you guys hold off, just get through this spring and maybe towards summer, fall, start thinking about it. Because it shows, I think when I talked to you last time, I said 2020 shows you having a baby. I think we talked about that. And I feel it would be great because you guys make great parents. And he's a wonderful dad. Honest to God.
Awesome.
He might complain about money and blah, blah, blah. But he's really a good dad.
But if you add another one, do you take away from his ability to parent well?
No, he's a great dad. And she's an amazing. I know exactly who she is. She's amazing. So, I definitely can see you be. You guys should have more than two children. Although your children get the quality no matter what, you know, as well as quantity. So you guys are good.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes. And I'll see you soon because she just emailed me. So I'll, so we'll see. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, boy. Think about overcrowding the planet.
Whatever.
It's 8:37. More with Jan and Amit to come.
What's wrong with that?
Here on the Morning Reboot. It's Q105.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier.
All right, we heard the Cardi part, so we're good. 8:44 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. And just a bit before 9 o'clock, can't promise at 8:50, but before 9 o'clock, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. We've got signs on the way. Janet wants to pry into my business, which I'm happy to share. We've got time for one more caller. Who?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy, you're last up. What is your question for the Red Witch?
That's her name. Wow. Where are you getting red?
She's not red at all. She's always in black. Amy, what's your question for Janet?
I'm looking at finances or relationship.
Well, which one is more important? Because you are going through hell in both. But go ahead.
Let's do finances.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you why I said that. You know, you've heard me talk about the Saturn return and all that. So for about a year and a half, 2 years, you've been pulling away from people, relationships, very stressed. Your money situation's also kind of going through the same thing. So you feel you're going through this kind of dichotomy, this sort of like emotional unrest, and that's what I'm seeing. So I do see this as it's there. I'm not going to sit there and say it's going to be okay tomorrow or next week. It's just you have to really work on prioritizing right now, honey. You're good with your finances because you're a Scorpio. You like nice things. Who doesn't? And you have an optimistic outlook on life. I love that about you. I think you're very optimistic.
You're like one of four people on earth.
You know, you're very optimistic. You're a very positive thinker. But right now, no matter how positive you try to be, it doesn't feel like it's working. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you feel like you're in this ho-hum cycle. And there's a lot of things going on that are tearing apart even your foundation, your home, which that what I mean by that is you feel like you're unsettled there as well. So it's going to go on for a little while, but it's not as bad as it was last year. It's a lot easier this year. But at the same time, you'll notice as you start getting into, well, this month, into next month, things are going to calm down a little bit. But a lot of it is how you handle it and work with it. That's the most important thing. Because I honestly think that the cycle you're in right now is more of a growing phase for you. It's like, you know, you're in this this learning phase with yourself. And you don't attract bad people. It's just that right now you're just feeling less tolerant. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. And you have a hard time sleeping. And your money does go through your fingertips when you're not careful. So you have to work on that. And I'm seeing that. Yeah, I know. So I wish you luck. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's funny that you say that because I inherited my father's home a year ago, and things were very unsettled, and we're working on two houses remodeling, and it is crazy, and I am budgeting my finances to make sure we can afford to do this because one house is total remodel.
What's the value of the house?
One is... both of them in about a 200,000 range.
I missed it. Are you single?
Stop. Don't listen to him. I'm going to come over there. If I wasn't so far away and hated exercise, I would come over there and smack you. Anyway.
I would shove valerian steel up your butthole.
And expand. Wait, not the right...
No. That is an awful thing to say to a wonderful person like me.
Janet, thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me that reading. And yes, you are spot on with some of that because my finances are just constantly a daily thing that I'm very aware of. Plus, I have a little bit of money.
I would love to help you with your relationship situation, too. So give me a call at my office. I mean, if you'd like to schedule something. 419-882-5510. I move my office. It's beautiful. You'll love it. It's very serene.
And she can help with the remodel.
It's awesome. Already remodeled. I have the women helping.
As you should, because they belong in the kitchen.
Oh, no, no.
On the bed with their legs up making babies.
Oh, my goodness, gosh.
You guys.
They're all like old. But anyway, I hope they didn't hear that.
You want to sing some signs? sing signs?
Sing.
We will get to that before we wrap up with the great sorceress at 8:48 now. And next, your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Hang on.
Q105 track.
By far my favorite guest of the week, my favorite segment of the week. The one and only Janet Amid is here. 901, good morning. Again, your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Come on, people, let's win this money.
Yeah.
Happy, HAPPY to 95819. Got it? Cool. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm out your way in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We'll wrap up with Janet because we've got a Saturn returning and there's a full moon and Floyd's ready to sing. Oh, and by the way, you're bugging me for an update.
Yes, I want an
update. My thing with myself and that woman is... it's not happening anymore. So that's all I can give you.
What?
You heard me.
I'm disappointed.
If she wants it to happen, I'm okay with that. For the meantime, I'm away. I've backed off.
I am disappointed because I think she's wonderful.
I agree. But sometimes people have stuff going on in their life. They can't do certain things, and it's fine.
Well, also, we need to have some patience, too.
It's
worth the wait. Let me put it that way.
There's two things I don't do, regardless of what Floyd and his friends think. I don't do guys or patience.
What am I going to do with you?
I don't know. What?
You have to be patient because sometimes it's like you don't know what the other person's going through. Maybe that person's just...
I do.
You know what you also have to think of? I'm going to say this to you and then I'll let it go.
Okay.
That person went through a lot in their own lives with stress and everything else. So suddenly a good person comes into their lives and they don't know what to do with that.
You mean me?
Yes.
That's fine.
So they don't know what to do with it. It's a whole new vibration, a whole new frequency. So what you have to do is pull back and just be a good friend. I know. And just let it go for now.
What do you want to say?
I do like
that. No, she said vibration. In my head it says, it's just a good vibration. It's a good thing.
Signs. There are how many? 12 of them?
We have 12 signs, and also we have a full moon on Good Friday, April 19th, in Libra. So, and also if you go to my website, janetamid.com, or even you go to the Facebook account, you know, you'll see, you know, how all this is there. So if you miss it, just go ahead and read it on there. Go ahead.
I heard that the fuller the moon in is the faster Jesus comes back.
I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say.
That's what I heard. I read it in the Bible.
The Bible.
Do you know who Ben Snyder is from Cedar Creek?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Ben's coming by on Wednesday.
He's a nice guy.
Ben is awesome.
He's a good guy. He's a good speaker.
Ben's incredible.
He's very spiritual. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Joel Osteen.
Not
in such a flamboyant way. I don't mean that.
I was going to say like 0.1 millionth as smarmy.
No, I mean, I think Joel Osteen is good. He and his millions are great.
Right.
But I feel like he just has an inspirational note, and I think Ben has the same thing.
Ben's
He's very
awesome.
Inspirational. Very nice guy.
Aries?
Let's begin with Aries, baby. The full moon in Libra brings partnerships and life to your relationships as it draws your energies in. Partnerships, both new and existing, take on a new perspective this week. It's a chance of the draw. Anything can happen during this full moon. Taurus. The full moon in your sixth house of health focuses on personal attainment and discipline. Time to get yourself back on track, fitness, focus on some type of health regimen. Be aware of the fact that much can be said about patience and motivation. Gemini. Speculation may run high this week as your prospects for gain goes uncharted. Anything can happen during a fifth house full moon. Easy come, easy go is the motto, so be careful when it comes to anything gambling, things like that. Interestingly enough, this also relates to matters of the heart. So guard your heart with armor, yet on the flip side, be open and receptive, though proceed with ease and caution. Cancer. Your home life may be in a flux this week as the full moon occupies your personal space. It's important to take stock of every given situation that needs to be done. Focus in on priorities. Be aware that emotions can be sincere, yet maybe a little confusing at the same time. Leo. Ooh, honey. Your area of work may undergo a change as you see yourself pulling away from your present position. Also, your love life may shift a little bit for the better as a full moon occupies your area of chat. You may also find yourself speaking out of turn. You're a fire sign. So as with anything else, be careful of delivery. Virgo. For most Virgos, security is always the key. Therefore, during this particular full moon, it's important to pay attention to your personal instincts. Specifically speaking, it's time to put yourself into a financial gear. In addition, though analytical as you are, emotions can run rampant. So pull back if need be and assess the situation. Libra. The full moon in your own sign is going to shed light on all that surrounds you, mainly you. In actuality, it illuminates your energy. Know that during the next few weeks, it's important that you are careful when making personal decisions. However, this is a period in which your logic counts and your heart is put on the back burner. Scorpio. A 12th house full moon places importance on the past. This can be a time to purge, clean house, or merely let go of what has been hanging on for so long. It's a period in which you sort through any unresolved matters that need your immediate attention. It's a healing period as well as a time of clarification, Sagittarius.
What?
Sagittarius.
Oh, that was good.
I got to get ready to sing Passover crap this weekend, so there you go.
Sagittarius, so much of your life depends on what you give to others. This is clearly time to focus on yourself with your own needs, priorities. Changes are definite, much for the better as the full moon occupies your area of friendships. You may be networking a little bit more than what you thought or just mingling a lot. Capricorn. This week's full moon hovers over the zenith part of your chart, your career. This transit highlights goals and ambition on the flip side, if not done properly, plenty of aggravation. Take this time to focus on your given priorities while not focusing on greater expectations. Aquarius. The full moon in your area of higher thinking brings you into a more introspective, intuitive place, heightening your sensitivity process as well as encouraging you to look at life from different angles. To some degree, you may feel as though you are totally lost in your head. Good time to just sit and reflect. Pisces. With the full, you say that so cute. With the full moon hitting the financial sector of your chart, your money cycle and your home life undergoing a big shift. Also, your relationships may feel a little bit out of whack. Nonetheless, you may find yourself letting go of obstacles that have barricaded you. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, the number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, or janetamid.com, or check me out on Facebook. I put all my little astrology stuff on there, and I moved my new office. I'm so happy. 5600 Monroe Street, Building B.
Now bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
Yes. She doesn't know what that means. 908. Again, your national keyword to text and win the $1,000 payoff is happy. Text that to 95819. I'll talk to you.
See you, honey.
Okay. Before 9:30, a great networking event to make you a part of.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
The girl that sounds like Adele, right?
Yes, not Adele.
I would guess that most people don't know who that is.
Did I tell you the story behind that, right? When I... got drunk and told everyone the new Adele song. And like, Adele doesn't have new music. I said, I work for the radio station. Yes, it is. And then the next day you were like, no, her name is Lauren Daigle. And I go, ooh, I just lied to like maybe like 50
Oh, you thought that was really Adele?
I did. And I ran with it.
Well.
Because I'm an American. That is what we do.
You hate Camila Cabello. You hate Sam Smith. You hate Bebe Rexha. And you're telling people that's Adele. Yeah, this is going to work out real well. And you're scaring Kelly.
I'm not scaring Kelly.
Good morning.
That noise happens. I'm not scaring Kelly.
It's the morning reboot. The morning reboot. Eric and Floyd and some friends are here from ProMedica and beyond because 3 months went by quickly, didn't it? Our friends Elizabeth and Ethan are back because we have another Impact and Inspire event coming up, correct?
Yep, on April 25th.
Which is next Thursday?
Yes, a week and a half.
Okay. These are great networking events for really people of all ages, but people who like to network, and they always go to a good cause. And should we put Kelly on the spot right now, or do you want to talk her up first?
We can talk her up first.
All right.
So Impact and Inspire is Toledo's most philanthropic young professional event series, and we're really trying to instill a culture of philanthropy for people of all ages, but... the next generation of leaders, especially. And through our events, we sponsor and benefit local nonprofits, either ProMedica or other programs as well. And this, for Fearless Futures, the event next week is benefiting Camp Fearless. And we have Kelly here from Camp Fearless, a ProMedica hospice worker who does absolutely amazing work. And we really wanted to have a chance to give her the opportunity to explain fully what Camp Fearless is, because we didn't think that we could do it enough justice. So we're very happy and grateful to have Kelly here with us.
Thank you.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
As Ian and Elizabeth alluded to, you're the great cause next Thursday night. Where is next week's event?
Imagination Station.
Oh, nice. So right next door.
Exactly.
There you go.
Perfect.
Kelly, what do we have? What is Camp Fearless?
Camp Fearless is a children's bereavement camp. So it's for kids 6 to 16 who have experienced a death. It could be a family member. It could be a close friend. It could be a teacher. Someone in their life has passed away. And it's an opportunity for these kids to bond, have a common, something common, having all experienced that death, and to learn different coping skills, different opportunities to express themselves. And we know that if a child's not given a chance to grieve all these emotions and everything get built up inside of them, and they have to come out some way. So
yeah.
We do tons of different activities. We go swimming every day. We've brought in taekwondo and yoga. We've done large group activities where we're burning off energy. We've done small group activities, arts and crafts, different journaling, painting, different ways for the kids to express themselves. And we just have a lot of fun. They all get to make new friends, have a common bond where they open up and talk about their feelings, different things they've experienced.
Is this an around the calendar thing or just one or two times per year? Tell me more about it, when the time periods are for these.
Well, now we have five camps this year. Our first camp starts in Perrysburg. It's June 18th through the 21st.
Okay.
It's a day camp. Then we go up to Monroe for July 9th through the 12th, followed by Fremont. And then our Sylvania camp is July 23rd. Through the 26th.
So it kind of moves around our whole region.
Yep.
Is so there limited space? Because unfortunately, kids lose family members too often. So how do you get all the right amount of kids in there?
That's a really good question. We had that posed to us last year, our second year for our Sylvania camp, and we had 75 kids show up.
We have room for?
That was about the max that we can
okay.
handle at the Sylvania site, and that's why we're very happy to be able to offer the Perrysburg site this year to
Excellent.
Also give another, right here in the Toledo area, another opportunity for campers.
What's the website where people can track down to explore further or maybe get themselves on the list to be able to come to the one of the camps?
ProMedica.org/Camp Fearless.
Well, that was easy. You did great.
Hey, thanks.
Yay.
Let's talk about your private life. No, I'm just kidding. Elizabeth, Ian, what can people bring? These are usually free events as long as you bring something to benefit Camp Fearless.
We have a Target registry. It's on our event site at imInFearlessFutures.eventbrite.com. So we're asking people to bring boxes of crayons, colored pencils, what else?
Just a whole bunch of other camp material that is on Camp Fearless's wish list. But instead of doing a wish list where you would go out and buy your item, you can just go right to his registry instead, and it's going to ship to us.
People, nice. Lazy people. Us lazy people love registries.
It's great.
Guilty.
Yeah. Guilty.
Yeah, we're all guilty. Yeah,
thank God for the registry. Kelly, offhand, any other items that you can think of that would be on that registry, the Target registry?
I know we had clay pots, 6-inch clay pots. We had empty 2-liter bottles that have been cleaned out. We're doing some planting this year. You know,
potting soil,
okay. Different things like that.
It's like essential, like summer camp products, like art stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
cool.
The theme this year is growing in grapes.
So nice.
Do some plants.
Previously used bathing suits.
What?
No.
No.
Okay. Kelly, how long has Camp Fearless been around? Been a thing?
It's been. It actually started in our Fremont and Clyde office about 14 years ago.
Okay.
And our administrator, Rick Russell, went out to witness the camp about 4 years ago and decided we will bring this to Sylvania and Monroe. So 3 years ago, we started the camp in Sylvania and Monroe. 35 kids the first year in Sylvania alone, 75 last year. So
wow. It's like, with all the things that I'm a part of, I think, you know, I wish we didn't have to do this because it would mean bad things aren't happening. Mm-hmm. But when we do have these things, it brings an awareness to things that are often hard to discuss topics and to give people a place to grieve correctly. Floyd's met several times now, a friend of mine who's coming here from Good Grief, Northwest Ohio. You're probably familiar with them. Yeah. And you guys are a similar cause. And when I talked to my friend Dorothy from over at Good Grief, talking about it is so helpful, and especially for kids, it's hard for them to discuss death. They might not even grasp it, but to have these activities to do to act as an outlet for these very strong and difficult to process emotions is immeasurably helpful.
It's huge. We partner with Heartland Hospice. We partner with Gabby's House up in Monroe, Michigan. Good Grief is a great cause as well.
Yeah.
And it's normal. Death is a normal part of life. And I think sometimes we shelter the kids. We don't want them to experience the bad things. But in reality, it's something that we're all going to experience at one point in time.
We're all going to die. Yeah. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but we're all going to die.
Good morning, Toledo.
Probably all four of you first, and I'm going to outlive all of you. Yeah, yeah.
You would think that way.
Kelly, I see a gigantic alligator in your future. And Floyd, I see another winch. Sorry.
Could you stop?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, you're right. Hey, you know what? Make fun of death, because if it's serious...
I make fun of it.
It's a great cause, and I'm glad that you could come with Ian and Elizabeth to talk about it.
Well, thank you for having us.
Camp Fearless, ProMedica.org/...
ProMedica.org/CampFearless.
/Fearless. Let's jump ahead, Elizabeth, if we can.
Hi.
What's the next one? Are we thinking July?
Well, July, yes, but we're also doing our first ever volunteer showcase in May.
What does that mean?
We are highlighting local nonprofits that may have more of a need for volunteers than actual items. So that will be on May 21st at Rust Belt.
Okay.
So from 4:30 to 6:30, come get a coffee and learn about some great causes like Lucas County Canine Care and Control, Be Instrumental, the Arts Commission, Heartland Hospice, Maumee Valley Habitat for Humanity.
Who runs Be Instrumental? Do you know off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
Jeff? Does that ring a bell?
Maybe.
Okay. Is it out in Sylvania?
Yes.
It is. I think I know what it is.
We wanted to highlight a bunch of different causes, so like kids, the arts, senior care, mental health. So just ways for people to get involved, especially this summer.
I like it. There's this area is like smothered in nonprofits. And those always need volunteers, so it's great for the big green giant. I say that in a good way, to put the call out for volunteers, because a lot of times people will say, I'd love to volunteer, I don't know where to go, and then they look, and then they're overwhelmed by the amount of places that they can go to. So it's great for you guys to hold something like that to kind of direct people.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, and then after that, in July, we are partnering with the Art Museum Circle Group, and we are benefiting the Cullen Center. So we will be out at the Glass Salon, and we're also inviting, since the Cullen Center helps children who have experienced trauma, we're opening it up to people to bring their kids and learn about different art therapy techniques, check out the museum, have a really good time there.
This is what mommy does at 5 when she leaves the place she hates to work. She goes to networking and has a couple of beverages. Elizabeth, Ian from ProMedica. Kelly from Camp Fearless, great to meet you.
Thank you.
See? Easy?
You did awesome.
I mean, was it as bad as you expected?
No.
Okay, bring in the alligators! 9:33 with the morning reboot on Q105.
Q105. East side.
She used to meet me on the east side in the city with the sun all set.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
I ain't got one.
You ain't got one?
Because I decided to neglect the internet.
You can't be on the social media for...
Correct. I will rejoin...
Literally the next 45 minutes.
I will rejoin. So here's the plan. I will go home. I will get into this stuff later on this afternoon, okay. And I'll read about... theories and plot holes and who knows this and where are we going with that and Arya is going to kill this person and why is Jamie and all that stuff.
Grant me my dragon.
What do you got?
Grant me my dragon.
That's not a good enough tweet.
I know. I got a good one. It goes, says, from @SuperApple80, I deserve an Academy Award for the way I just searched the fridge with my son for his leftovers that I definitely ate last night.
Might be an overlooked part of an overlooked best part of living alone.
That should have been on your panel full, ladies. Have you ever ate your kids' leftovers and pretended like you didn't know where they were? I've done it with my nephew.
We can do it tomorrow. Write it down.
He's like, Uncle, where's my chicken strips? I'm like, I don't know. Did we throw them away?
You know what? I don't know.
I was like, did we throw them away? He was like, no, I put them in the refrigerator. I'm like, oh, let's look together. And I've been in there. I'm just like, they're digesting in my stomach, Jay Sean. I'm so sorry.
Overlooked part of being an adult and living alone. Ain't nobody going to eat your leftovers.
Right.
949, thanks for being here today. I'm going to post the podcast of today's episode in a couple of minutes. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. That means if you're fortunate enough to sleep past 7 o'clock, you can listen to the entire show, but not have to wake up early.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
5:45 till 10 tomorrow.
Oh, we didn't unleash our new saying. Instead of yes, queen, it's no king.
No king. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow here on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot. Q105.